So you mentioned something in there that kind of piqued my interest a little bit. You said that these types of things, they've happened before, they're going to happen again. And it kind of brings me to this other interview that the Post has with EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin. He accused the Biden administration of doing something very similar to this with his own agency. So is it unique to the Biden administration? It doesn't sound like it is. Is this the type of thing that happens when a new party is in the Oval? Like, how common is something like this?
It's very common when the White House is changing hands between the parties that you will see different attempts to lock in the achievements of the predecessor before the successor can unwind them. You saw this when Obama handed off the White House to Trump in 2017. You saw this again when Biden handed the White House back to Trump in 25. This is something that the unique aspect of it with respect to the Biden admin was just how much money was being shoveled out by these groups toward like-minded, you know, kind of democratic initiatives, nonprofits in the final months, in the final weeks, and in the case of the Commerce Department, just the last few days. The Zeldin story you mentioned, you know, that was $20 billion that was moved out of the Environmental Protection Agency into the Citibank, you know, as this kind of independent entity to receive the funds, and then it was supposed to distribute it. And that was one way to guard against those funds being clawed back, which is something that Zeldin tried to do. And it's still, you know, a court challenge is still, you know, engaged in that effort. But with the commerce thing too, it's like, you know, how are they going to claw some of this back? How are they going to get this money back if it's already been moved into this extra governmental entity? We'll have to see.
So at the risk of a wild oversimplification here, it reminds me of like when someone gets remarried and the new wife comes in and gets rid of all of the ex-wife's decorations and furniture. Of course, here we're talking about billions and billions and billions of dollars.